Well, good morning. We are in the book of Matthew this morning. If you want to start making your way there, we're going to be in Matthew chapter 6. We started back on the Sermon on the Mount last week. We started in the end of chapter 5, and we're moving our way forward. In last year, we started in the first part of chapter 5 and looked particularly at the Beatitudes one by one, as they're called, or the blessed, or the happier those. If you missed one of those, feel free to go back and check those out on the website. You can see what you missed there. But this morning, we're going to pick up in chapter 6, and Jesus is going to talk about giving in the first part, and then he's going to move on to two other items. We're going to talk about how to give. Now, the understanding, I'm not talking about this morning that you need to give. That should always or already be an understanding. We talked about that a few weeks ago. The question today is, how do we give? What's our motives? What's our intentions? What's our desired outcomes in giving? And Jesus is going to warn us that we need to give in a particular way. And so God tells believers that we are to be humble in our righteousness, and that plays out in the way we give. So we want to give in a way that we do not receive glory for that, which is very counterintuitive to the American society and American culture. And so this morning we're going to jump into this, and we're going to see what Jesus has to talk about when it comes to giving. And then in the coming weeks, we'll talk about what it means or how we should pray and how we should fast. And so Jesus gives us some insights on those things. So if you would, we'll be in chapter 6. We'll read the first four verses of chapter 6 and see what Jesus has to teach us. He says, "Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of people to be seen by them. Otherwise, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give to the poor, don't sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets to be applauded by people. And I assure you, they've got their reward. But when you give to the poor, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you." And so this morning, I want to look at this. Verse 1 is going to be kind of the launching point for the other three different types of how we should do things. And so this morning, I want us to see the first thing is this, that we need to have private righteousness. Now, that may sound weird, but private righteousness, what is Jesus talking about? We're talking about, what is righteousness? How should we define righteousness? The best definition for righteousness is right actions or right living or acting in a proper way. And righteousness is that way we act according to God's law, according to God's command, and we are to live in a way that brings him honor. So that we should have inner righteousness. Jesus talks about that in Matthew chapter 5, verse 20, where he talks about our inner righteousness, how we should hunger and thirst for righteousness. And now he wants to talk about outer righteousness. How does that produce itself? Or how does that look out in public? And so what we've got to understand is the same kind of transformation that happens to give us this inner righteousness, this hunger and thirst for righteousness, and this desire to obey God and to do what he calls us to do, is the same righteousness that produces external acts. So it begins on the inside and flows to the outside. We need to be careful here that when we talk about righteousness and righteous acts, we don't confuse the ideas that we do things so God loves us. That's a works-based concept. So the idea is this: Jesus, I'm going to give, or God, I'm going to give to the church, therefore you owe me one. Or I'm going to give, or I'm going to do this nice thing, or I'm going to take care of this person. So God, look at me. Look, I'm being good. Recognize it, mark it down, give me a check next to my name. I want a gold star so that when I do bad, you know, these things can maybe balance out. That is a total false theology, a messed up thinking of how Christianity works. Because that's how every other religion in the world works. You do good and the God likes you. In this belief system, within Christianity, the belief system that we have, what Scripture teaches us and what Scripture tells us, is that God loves us, therefore we do good. We don't do good to get God's approval. We do good because God already loves us. Now, there are some who would say, look, doesn't matter how I act. God loves me. And there's a certain amount of truth to that, that God will love you irregardless. But there are expectations on the way you act. It's throughout all of Scripture. James talks about it. Paul talks about it. How we are to live in righteous manner. James says, don't tell me you have faith. Show me you have faith. Act out on your faith. Your faith should produce works. Now, again, your works don't produce faith. Your faith produces works. And so the inner transformation that happens starting in chapter 5, or when Jesus talks about in chapter 5, verse 20, that produces these outward acts of transformation. So, again, last week I made this statement, to be a son or a daughter of the King, you need to act like a son or daughter. There are expectations that God has on us, expectations of how a son or a daughter should act. And being righteous is one of those ways. And then he's going to give us some examples of that. He's going to move into these three areas. And the first one is giving. Now, again, I'm not saying, hey, you need to give. That should be an understood concept. Jesus talks about giving all the time. The question is, how do you give? How are we to give? Your acts of righteousness are to be done in a way that does not bring attention to yourself. And Jesus is going to deal with all three of these acts in a way that you are not to bring attention to yourself. And what he's really dealing with is, what are our heart motives? What are the things that are going on inside? What are the things that are driving us to act a certain way? Why are we being righteous? Is it for God's glory? Or is it because we want man's applause? And so, public displays of righteousness for public display is not a way, or public displays of righteousness for a public display is not the reason we do what we do. And God looks on that and he says, okay, you've got your reward. So this morning, let's look at this first area of how do we give? How do we give in a way that God will be honored, in a way that God would reward? Demonstrates this. Jesus is going to demonstrate it in the area of giving. Look at verses 2 through 4. He goes on to say, so whatever you give to the poor, don't sound a trumpet, or whenever you give to the poor, don't sound a trumpet before you do it as the hypocrites in the synagogues and on the street, but are to be applauded by men. And I assure you, they've got their reward. But when you give to the poor, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that at your giving, your giving may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. So the second thing we see is that we are to give in secret. Now, Jesus is using a very specific example here. He's talking about giving to the needy. And giving to the needy in this society was a pillar of society. It's what you did. It was expected of you to take care of those who were unable to take care of themselves. The government didn't hand out anything. There was no food stamps. There was no welfare. There was no Social Security. There was no way of no safety nets at all in society. The only safety nets that were there were safety nets that were provided by other folks. And so the giving to the poor was an expectation of a first century Jewish man or woman. And so Jesus says, whenever you do it, not if you do it, but there's an expectation that you are going to give to the poor. Poverty is widespread in this society. And Israel took their obligation very seriously when it came to giving to the poor. When they saw a need, they were to meet that need. And Jesus goes on to say, look, when you are doing this, don't sound a trumpet. There's kind of a mix questions on the commentary. What is this, just a euphemism or an idiom for, hey, everybody, look, I'm about to give? Or did they actually sound a trumpet to give? One commentator says this. He said, it was common practice that they would sound a trumpet so that the poor people would know where to go so they can get something. And in doing so, that person was able to say, hey, I'm giving. Look how much I'm giving away. And Jesus says, if you do that, you're doing it all wrong. Because in reality, you're getting the applause of the people around you. You're getting the appreciation of other men and women. He says, don't announce it with trumpets. Today we would say something like this: don't toot your own horn. And so don't do it for your own glory. Don't give so that people can look at you and say, man, that guy's a giver. Man, that woman, she just gives away lots of stuff. It is awesome. You need something, you need to go to those people because they will give. And Jesus calls these people hypocrites. Now, the term hypocrite comes from the theater. The theater, when you were it's really a term for an actor. As a hypocrite, you played the role of someone else. You were not playing yourself on stage. You played someone else. And so the idea of a hypocrite was someone who played the role of someone else. And Jesus says, these guys are hypocrites. You see, they're playing the role of a righteous person. But in reality, they are selfish hogs who just want all of this glory. Glory hogs. They look at me. Look at what I've done. And Jesus calls these people hypocrites. And so Jesus will say, hey, you've got to be careful of this. These people are playing the role of righteous, but they're not. And I'm sure Jesus' audience is dumbfounded at this. Because the people he's talking about are the people that they look up to. They're the people who they would consider to be righteous. They're the people they consider to be good. They're the people that they would consider to be holy and the type of actions you aspire to replicate in your own life. And Jesus says, don't act like those people. It had to be a wow moment for these folks. He had to be like, why am I not supposed to act like them? They're doing good things. They're obeying commands. They're taking care of the poor and needy. And Jesus saying, really, what's going on is they have this false righteousness because their intentions are for themselves. Their intentions are not to bring God glory. They want congratulations. So they're doing right, but for all the wrong reasons. So Jesus says, hey, if you want to be my disciple, if you want to be a Christian, if you want to be someone who follows me, you need to keep these acts of righteousness a secret. You need to keep these quiet. You need to make sure that the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing. That's kind of a weird statement. But you need to be able to give in a way that does not bring glory to yourself. Give in a way that you don't even know what's going on. You're not there to bring any kind of congratulations to yourself. You're not there to bring any kind of glory to yourself. So in other words, don't praise yourself for giving. Don't go around saying, man, I gave X amount to this. Man, look how much I gave to that. Look, I gave to that program. I gave to that building thing. I sent money to this group. I sent money to that. Our giving needs to be quiet. Others don't need to know how much you give. Only God needs to know. And as God sees our secret righteousness, he's going to reward. So the question comes, how do we hide righteousness? How do we hide this? Because are we supposed to hide our righteousness? It seems like these two competing ideas, particularly Jesus is still in the middle of a sermon. So if you go back to chapter 5, Jesus has made the statement, let your light shine before men so that they will see your good works. And now he's saying, hey, give in secret. If you want to be righteous, do it in secret. So how do we reconcile this idea of let your light shine so that men will see your good works, and a few verses later he's saying, hey, be quiet about everything you do. See, he says, let your light shine so that men will see your good works and what? And give glory to God your Father. See, the end result is the same. The end result is glory for God, not for us. The motive is still the same. The motive is that we let our light shine. We act right. We live right in a way that pleases God, not so people can say, good job, Josh. But so that people can say, why are you acting like that? That guy has a great father. He has a great God. Why are you acting like that? And you get to point them to the Father. So our acts are supposed to point to the Father. And oftentimes, when we do these things like pray or public prayer or maybe fasting that we'll talk about in weeks to come, and here when we're doing giving, our goal, sadly, is to say, look how holy I am. We turn the attention on ourselves so that people give us glory instead of the Father. So I don't think that these are really contradicting ideas, because the heart of the matter is, what are our motives? What are our intentions? How should we give? Practically, how should we give? For me, I've seen this over and over again. And sadly, the Christian world has fallen suit to the way the secular world does this. Too many of us are offered to have our name put on something if we give. Too many times we go to a place and there's a placard of all of those who gave. Or I read in this window, or maybe this pew, or these decorations were given in honor or in memory or given by so and so. And I'm not saying you don't honor people, but I'm saying when we attach our name to something, to our giving, we have just received our own glory. We're not doing it for our. We're not doing it for God. We're doing it for us. Recently, someone came and asked me, he's like, hey, would y'all be willing to donate money? And we'll put a placard saying that y'all donated money. And I'm like, if you only knew me, you would never ask me such a stupid question. We need to be careful in the way we give. That's why we keep records confidential here. We don't tell you how much people give. That's between them and God. We don't publicize, hey, this person's giving, this person's not. That's between them and God. And when you do give, don't do it to get your name somewhere. Don't do it to get your name on a placard. Don't do it to say, man, this person's great. We're going to print their name for giving. Do it for God's glory. Very practically, we need to get rid of this elitism. Because when we put names on things, we put names on our giving, what we've done is we've just said, hey, look at me, I can give. And some of us, that may not be our intention, but that's the result. That's how people see it. That's how people read it. So we've got to be careful with that. We don't need to give like the world. We don't need to give in the same manner. We need to be different from them. We got to be careful not to put our name on public giving. So Jesus has something really important to teach us here. He's still teaching us about what it means to live like a believer, what it means to live like a Christian. We don't throw around our righteousness and say, hey, look at me, look how good I am. Look how much I gave. We don't walk around with a trumpet or a horn and say, look at me, look how good I am. We do it in secret. We're to give. God has commanded us to give. But when you do give, you give in a way that brings God glory, not yourself. When you do so, your motives are changed. Your motives change so that the Father gets glorified and not you. I change so the Father gets glorified and not me. So how are you giving today? Do you give so other people will know? Or do you give in a way that brings God honor? Are you flaunting your righteousness so people say, man, that person's good. I wish I was like them. Or is your righteousness pointing people to Christ? Because the end goal is for us to glorify God and to kind of disappear into the shadows. Because it's not about us. It's all about the Father. So as they play, will you stand and respond to God? Maybe you need to ask for forgiveness in the way you've been giving. Your attitudes, maybe in the way you've been acting. Maybe you need this proper perspective on what righteousness should look like in your life. Maybe you just need to give your life to Christ and follow Him the rest of your life. As they play, will you stand and respond to God? Father God, I thank You that You are a God who changes the inside of us so that it can spill out on the outside. Father, I pray that we would be cautious in the way that we give, that we would be givers, that You called us to that, You commanded that, but that when we give, we do it with the right motives to bring You glory and not ourselves. Father, I pray that our righteousness would spill out on other people, and that they would come to know You, that they would see our acts, and that they would give You glory. And Father, I pray that we would love You the way that You have called us to love You. In Your name we pray. Amen.